Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in the Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts areas. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700, and one of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. Check out our low rate guarantee. Please know that certain restrictions apply and details are available on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget, the first ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. Simply dial 716-631-4800. Enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description. And then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that particular property, all automatically and just that fast, anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. As you know, there's a shortage of homes available in many of our Western New York neighborhoods and a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a new home. So if you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. And at Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. And for those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930, or you can text us now on our text line at 30930. Those are all free calls, so please join us on the air at Our House. We have a terrific show today for you. Joining me on Our House this morning is Andrea Rossini and Matt Paul. Both are licensed real estate salespeople working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office. Good morning, Andrea and Matt. It's so nice to have you both here on the radio this holiday weekend. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And I want to say happy Memorial Day to all those who have served and that are currently serving.
Terrific. And hi, Andrea, it's great to have you here for your very first time on the radio.
Thank you, Susan. I'm happy to be here.
That's great. So really, we have double the expertise on this show today. And it is Memorial Day, as Matt said. And I think Memorial Day here in Buffalo is sort of the unofficial start of the summer. So, Andrea, what does that mean to the real estate market? Are things heating up?
Yes, the real estate market is definitely heating up. As Susan said earlier, we have a housing shortage here, so kindly give us a call if you are interested in selling your home. My phone number is 716-908-1405. My email address is Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A. Sells, as in selling something, S-E-L-L-S-W-N-Y, at gmail.com.
And Andrea does sell Western New York. You've been in the business for quite a while and have a lot of expertise. So I'm happy that you can join us on the radio today to impart some of your real estate wisdom with our listeners.
I'm happy to be here.
Terrific. And Matt, I know the last time you were here, we were talking about homes you had going on the market at the time. And since then, they've sold, so it didn't look like they lasted very long. Is that the case?
Yeah, it was less than a week that they sold. All of them sold over asking. you know, like Andrea and you had said, that there's such a shortage. We need more houses to sell. There's plenty of well-qualified buyers that want to find a home here.
So that seems to be the common theme when you talk to a busy real estate agent, that they are working with buyers who are looking for properties, and there are homeowners out there that are considering selling their homes, but for one reason or another are not putting those houses on the market. Any sense for what some of the hesitation is about people, Andrea, why they might not be putting their house on the market?
I think people are nervous that they don't really know where to go. I think that is one of the biggest problems I'm seeing. People are putting additions on their homes, but there really are more options. And we'd love to sit down with any seller and come up with a strategic plan as to what their next move would be.
One of the things that I've come to learn is that as an agent, best representing your clients is to help educate them about the process and to help them understand. I think right now people hear headlines and they might read a brief article in the newspaper about how active the real estate market is. And it sounds like that should be good if you just read the headline, and it is in terms of values and prices, but it can create some challenges for people in terms of making decisions. So there's some problem solving that needs to take place.
I think it's really important to talk to a professional as soon as you are thinking about selling or buying, just due to the nature of our market. To get educated right off the bat is going to put you in an advantage.
And how do you do that, Andrea? How do you begin to educate people about the process? So you've got someone who's maybe lived in a house for 30 years. The house that they bought was perfect for them at the time, but now 3 decades later, their circumstances have changed and they're not sure where to go, what to do. Do you encourage them to call you and have you come and take a look at their house? Do you take them out and show them neighborhoods or other alternatives, you know, townhouses, patio homes, lakefront living, vacation
right.
homes? How do you start the process with people?
Well, all of the above, but first we start and we have a conversation. I think that people really don't know how much their homes are worth. And a lot of times are entirely shocked when I sit there and I tell them the true value of their home and what they can afford moving forward onto the next phase of their lives. So yes, we start and we have a conversation. I do a free market analysis of your home. Then we talk about other options, including patio homes, condos, ranch style living, lakefront living. So that's where we start. We start with a conversation.
And I think that's so important because we don't know what we don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, everybody grew up in a two-story center entrance colonial in Western New York, there's so many of those in so many communities. That may be the idea that people have about a home. I'm going to move from one center entrance colonial to another center entrance colonial, maybe bigger if my family is growing and I need more space, or smaller if I'm downsizing. But Matt, I know you've worked with builders, for example, and new construction is a possibility, and there's so many more choices relative to new construction. I imagine that's an element that you can add when you're talking with sellers about where they might go next.
Yeah, absolutely. And I found a lot of clients of mine now are turning to building due to the lack of inventory. So that is one solution, as long as you're able to locate the place that you would like to be. And find a lot, then there's so many good builders out here locally that you could work with.
Well, I'm a little biased. I come from the building background, so I am proud of the builders in Western New York. And I think historically, 15, 20 years ago, the market was just beginning to adopt the idea of building houses that were first floor masters or ranches. For the prior 2 decades, that center entrance colonial, 2 stories, with all the bedrooms on the second floor, was what was being built here in Western New York, while across the country, people were building ranches and first floor masters which allow people to stay in their homes longer. You can age in place. You're not up and down the stairs all day long. So we have kind of a shortage of ranches.
Yep.
I don't know what your experience has been, Andrea, but for the ranches that you've put on the market, I imagine they go pretty quickly.
They do go very quickly. Building is definitely a good option. We do negotiate with builders for you on your behalf, which also helps. Patio homes are great. You know, 2-3 bedroom patio homes. Some are condo status, so the taxes are a little bit lower. But like we said, starts with a conversation.
I know from having been a builder that one of the things that was hardest for the homeowner was to try to time when to put my house on the market versus when my house might be finished being constructed. As the builder, it's a little bit harder for us to control the construction. You know, the weather can get in the way. We're building a house exposed to the elements. But roughly 4 or 5 months, maybe a 6 month construction process. Now you have to pair that up with how long does it take to sell your house. And I guess what we're seeing, Matt, is houses are selling considerably faster than they used to.
Yeah, most of the time that's not the challenge, you know, getting your house sold. But then you could also build in the time frame in the contract and tell a buyer, look, I need X amount of time to stay in my house until my new one's built. So there's ways to protect, you know, both sides. But that definitely is, you know, the houses that you have to sell if you're moving into a new build, you tend to go pretty quick if they're priced correctly.
And these are all things that the average homeowner probably doesn't have experience, having built a house before, having negotiated the price with a builder, having tried to coordinate the logistics of when to put their house on the market. So I imagine, Andrea, that's really where someone with experience like yours and expertise will step in and kind of hold their hand through the process.
Correct. Yes.
So this handholding that we help people with, I imagine that you've been doing this for a long time, and you've kind of perfected your skills of handholding. But there's all sorts of different hands. You've got first-time home buyers who have different concerns. You have people who've been in their house for a really long period of time. I know you've put a team in place, so it seems like you'd have multiple hands now to help you in that handholding.
Absolutely. Renee Anderson is one of my buyer's agents on my team, and Sarah Rollins. Sarah's been in the business 5 to 6 years. She's excellent. Renee is go-getter and always has the client's needs first before anything.
Well, I know both of them match up so well with your style in terms of serving your clients and helping your clients. So I would imagine this gives you the opportunity to expand your business a little bit. I know that you have sold houses throughout Western New York. It's not just limited to one geographic area. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about how you got into the business and kind of the areas and the types of homes that you've helped people buy and sell.
Sure. I started in the business nearly a decade ago. I was younger. Most people who get into this business start a little bit later in life. I felt there was a need for the younger generation to come into this business and go across age lines, I suppose. So I have clients who are first-time home buyers. I have clients that are moving into, you know, their second homes, people who are of retirement age. I sell anywhere from Niagara County all the way down to the South Towns. So my business is wherever my clients need me, essentially.
And I know we have listeners from all of those areas and probably people who have questions. So if anybody would like to join us today, please don't hesitate to be on the radio with us. There's a number of different ways that you can join us in the studio. This number on the studio is 803-0930 if you'd like to call us. The toll-free number is 800-616-9236. You can call us from your cell phone at *930 or even text us at 30930. We have great expertise here in terms of real estate, and I'd love to have Matt and Andrea available to answer any questions that you have. Matt, I know you're a little bit newer to the industry, mm-hmm. and maybe you could tell us a little bit about how you decided to get started in real estate.
I always had a fascination in real estate, and I worked in the hospitality industry from college and several years after that, and that kind of prepped me into the customer service and you know, catering to clients and customers' needs. And then I went into business with my father, which was always a dream of mine, and we bought a construction company, and that lasted for several years until I hurt myself, and at that point I realized I could follow my dreams and get into real estate, which is what I really always wanted to do. And that kind of groomed me perfectly into becoming a real estate agent. It was kind of a smooth transition, and I absolutely love what I do, and I plan on doing this the rest of my life.
I think your background is important for people to know, because that hospitality background that you have really allows you to focus on customer service, because that's sort of your training in terms of hosting people and treating people. In the hospitality arena is so important. And I know that's how you function with your clients now. It's about putting your clients first.
Yeah, accommodation is everything, you know, and that's what I realized. And I specialized in luxury hotels when I was in that business, and just catering to people's needs in every which way, just being thoughtful and being there and doing it right away is the most important thing.
I've had the opportunity to talk with some of your clients after they've had transactions with you, and it's very apparent that the accommodations that you talked about are one of your priorities. They all comment on that. But I also think your construction background puts you in a really unique position, because you can be an expert on the bones of the house as well.
Yeah, I try to go in as like a family member or someone looking over, you know, your shoulder as a buyer, and try to find anything structurally, mechanically, or health and safety concerns initially before you spend the money on a home inspection.
And I think nothing could be more Western New York than coming from a family-owned business. I know your grandfather had a family business that your dad was involved with, and you worked with your dad in a family business, and now you've joined us at Hunt Real Estate, a locally-owned family business. So we're so happy to have you as part of the team, and I especially, as the manager of the Williamsville Village office, couldn't be happier to have both of you with us. Andrea, your sales skills, there's nobody that would question your sales skills. I know
Thank you
have sales experience, too, before you decided to get into real estate. So I'm curious about what was it that drew you to real estate specifically?
Yes, I have about 17 years of sales experience. I started off my career as a recruiter. I sold personnel to industrial companies, administrative, and eventually, in my career as a recruiter, I recruited attorneys, more executive positions. I would say the market in 2008 changed my career path a little bit, and I always had a passion for real estate as well. Like Matt said, at that time I had bought and sold a house already, and I really took interest in it. I really liked the human aspect of it. Like Matt said as well, accommodating your clients is my number one priority. Every client I work with, every friend I work with, which they all become friends.
That's when you do it right.
Exactly. Everyone's life in, everyone's reasons for selling or buying or life situations is different. And we take that into consideration, and we come up with a strategic plan to help everybody and accommodate everybody.
So. I've also had the opportunity to talk with clients of yours, and I know they feel like you give them absolutely top-notch service. I had the opportunity to talk with a client who had worked with another real estate agent prior to working with you. And, you know, what she said to me was the contrast was night and day. I am certain that you were head and shoulders above the experience that they had with another agent. And I hear that regularly. So I'm fortunate to have both you and Matt working with me at the Village, where we say the Village is the place to be. It's a really dynamic office, and we have a lot that's happening. So I'm happy that you'd both give up a little bit of time on this Memorial Day weekend. I know that you don't have open houses this weekend. I think both of you had said You want to allow people the opportunity to enjoy the weekend with their families and give Memorial Day the respect that it deserves. But I know that you have some properties coming up, Andrea, that you wanted to mention.
Yes, I do. I do have one going up in Kenmore, 3-bedroom, 1-bath. Beautiful home, has a family room in it as well. Most of the homes in Kenmore do not have the addition with the family room. 1,700 square feet, that's going to be coming up next week. I also have a ranch going up in North Buffalo.
Ding, 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 I heard the word ranch. Pay attention, they go quickly.
It is a newer, newly built home as well, so that is very exciting. We just had a huge rush, sold all of mostly all of our listings, just like Matt above asked. I had one in Amherst that we put on the market. We did 3 days of showings, did one open house, and had 8 offers on it, and it sold $25,000 above asking.
Wow.
So
it's amazing.
So that's what we're starting to hear, multiple offers, prices over asking. So there has to be a strategy now that you're putting in place in terms of how to list the house. In the past, I think people might put the house on the market and leave a little room for negotiation, expecting that you have to ask for more in order to get the number that you want. Mm-hmm. Matt, that seems like that's not the approach
that's
agents
a common
are taking.
Mentality for sure. Mm-hmm. And but not in our market. If it's priced right and if it's, you know, in good presenting shape, is, you know, well maintained and all that, it's going to sell. You know, it really is. It's just, there's just that many buyers out there willing to do a little bit more work, you know, to get it to exactly what they want. And you know, people are just jumping at whatever is nice and quality home.
And I think that's the important part. The house has to be priced right for it to get that kind of attention. Mm-hmm. So let's say somebody did approach things the old way, you know, maybe putting the house on the market $20,000 higher than what they wanted to get. It seems like that strategy might be backfiring for people, that if a house gets priced just above what it's worth, people aren't really looking at it because they're concerned they're already going to get into a multiple offer situation. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to have to pay more, they don't want to have to pay 20 plus some more on top
Absolutely.
Of that.
Yeah.
So again, I guess that really just goes to why people should be working with a real estate agent in the process. So when we return from break, I think we'd like to talk about how we go about pricing houses and getting them on the market. So we will be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. When it comes to the single biggest purchase of your life, it pays to shop around. If you think you found the best rate available for your home loan, why not let us take a second look? We'll review your rates and your terms and try to see if we can do better. And just for giving us a shot, we'll give you a $50 gift card.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available through all the regions we serve. You will also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and now Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment, available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Andrea Rossini and Matt Paul. Both are licensed real estate salespersons, and they work out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office. If you'd like to join the conversation today, call us in the studio at 803-0930. 1-800-616-9236, *930, or text us at 30930. We are here to answer all your real estate questions. So we didn't have any callers in the first segment, and we might not have any callers now. I suspect people are out there enjoying the holidays, maybe cutting the grass or planting flowers. I know those are my plans for later in the day, to get out and buy some flowers and get some things done in the yard. I purchased a new home myself, so I've been through the real estate experience lately. I think all people in the real estate industry should have to sell their own house regularly or get a mortgage or participate in some of the things so we can empathize with our clients. It has become a very complicated process. It used to be a lot simpler to buy and sell your home. We have technologies now that aid people in the process. I know a lot of people think the market is hot. I can put a sign in my front lawn and attract a buyer, and I don't need to hire a real estate professional to do that. Andrea, we were talking earlier about the whole for sale by owner concept, and what would you say to someone who might be listening now thinking the market's hot, I could literally put a sign in my yard and sell my house in a week, it sounds like. What do you say to those people that would be contemplating that?
Well, there's a lot of different variables that go into a for sale by owner, or in the business is known as a FSBO. We have been seeing more of them lately. There's a few issues with for sale by owners. First of all, you're not getting the market exposure. You're not going to get the multiple offers. You're going to have to do everything on your own. You will have to hire an attorney. We are an attorney closing state. And a lot of times that attorney costs you more money than actually hiring a real estate agent. So if you hire a professional, we're going to strategically outline a plan for you. We're going to market it correctly, and in most cases, we're going to get you well above asking price, which covers commission most of the time.
The National Association of Realtors tracks this across the nation in various pockets of the nation, the Midwest, the Northeast, the South, the West, and without exception in all areas of the country, it turns out to be the same, that when people list their house with a real estate agent, it sells faster and for more money.
Yeah, it's 13% more than if you sell it on your own. So your commission is covered and then some.
You're so good at math, Matt. You must have studied for this test.
But that's a lot less headaches.
But that's a big number. That's a big number. 13%. Depending on the price of the house and the particular circumstances, it could be huge dollars. But if you have a moderately priced home versus a very expensive home, it doesn't matter. That 13% is relative to your money in your pocket at closing. So,
yeah, and I've had a couple clients, several clients actually, and a few of them were my friends that had sold before I was in the business on their own, and they said for no matter what amount of money, they would have a real estate agent, you know, sell their homes in the future because it was just such a challenge, and the timelines have to be met. There's so many unforeseen obstacles if you aren't in the business and aren't a professional that knows the steps and you know, the timelines, you can easily, you know, have the deal fall through and then you're back at square one and doing all the work over again. So, and I actually tried selling one of my houses when I was out west, and after a year of having it on the market and trying to sell it essentially from Buffalo with a couple of contacts out west to help me, I had to hire an agent, and I was like, yeah, never again until I know what I'm doing.
it's funny that you said never again, those two words. So we say for sale by owner, and as Andrea said, the term FSBO, the FSBO, for sale by owner abbreviation. And if someone has sold their house for sale by owner, then they're usually FSBONA. For sale by owner, never again. That's a whole other category. Yep. And I, you know, have conversations with people regularly about it because, as I said earlier, people don't know what they don't know. And people aren't aware that they need to have property condition disclosures in place when they're selling a house in New York State. They're not aware that they need to have lead-based paint pamphlets available to the purchaser, things that you routinely do because you're experts in the field, a homeowner who puts their sign in the front yard for sale by owner doesn't really understand some of the legal ramifications of the quote-unquote paperwork that's involved.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I know that it seems attractive, the idea of saving a commission, when in fact, typically those sellers aren't saving the commission. If the house is being sold for 13% less, mm-hmm. and a typical commission could be 7%,
yeah. Well, just the,
you're already losing money.
Yeah, and the marketing. You know, most you know, for sale by owners that I see aren't using professional photography. They're not having you know, feature sheets or marketing brochures that kind of outline the positives of the house and the upgrades or you know, whatever it is that you have to shine or make light on the good features, the quality features. And I just see it's, you know, they'll put it up on Zillow and let it ride.
and let alone scheduling appointments for people to, yep, come in. Knowing how to screen people to find out if people are pre-approved.
Yes.
Just letting people in the door without knowing if they're actually qualified to purchase the home, or worse yet, going to contract with someone,
right,
mm-hmm, who would like to purchase your home, but in fact hadn't been properly pre-qualified and isn't in a position to be able to do that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of that with for sale by owners. They will be running their open houses, and 90% of the people walking through those doors are not pre-qualified, are not working with an agent. Every client, every buyer that we work with is a pre-qualified buyer, mm-hmm, or cash buyer that we have proof of funds for.
So part of the role of the agent working on behalf of the seller is to understand if a buyer is pre-qualified. We talk about it, Hunt Mortgage, pre-purchase commitment, and that's a little bit stronger than someone walking in with just a letter that says, I've been pre-qualified.
Mm-hmm.
So a cash buyer would be ideal. A cash buyer who can close in 30 days, those are the favorites, because there's fewer strings attached with a contract that might have those terms included.
Correct.
But not everybody's in a position to purchase with cash.
Mm-hmm.
So a purchase commitment is going to have a little bit more strength to it than a pre-qualification would.
Yep.
And so those are things that maybe a for sale by owner wouldn't understand. You know, they simply see a piece of paper from a bank that says these people can buy this house. They might not understand that's not always the case, that there's going to be underwriting involved, and the house has to appraise.
Sure.
You know, we've run into situations where the prices are going up so quickly. I think as an experienced real estate agent, you have a sense for whether or not a home will likely appraise for the correct amount.
Yeah, and also the lenders, too. I'm sure Andrea can speak to this, that, you know, there's a lot of out-of-state lenders and, you know, people. I get stuff in the mail all the time from, you know, Quicken Loans and you know, things that say, oh, yeah, here's your pre-approval for $500,000.
Yeah.
Well, I know,
yes,
that's not even close to, you know, a possibility. So if you were to get one of those from the mail and actually, you know, believe it or take it seriously, and then you get to the, you know, contract phase after attorney approval and come to find out that they didn't even run any numbers for you. That's just pretty much a gimmick to get you in that you know, can mess things up in terms of timelines and stuff with the contract. So we know the banks that are good, you know, the local banks. Yeah, that we work with that are going to get the deal done and actually do the work up front in order to pre-approve or pre-qualify somebody.
And that's usually the first step for a lot of buyers, is that pre-approval process. So if people don't know where to start, how would people reach you, Matt, to ask those kinds of questions?
Yeah, the best way to reach me is either by email or my cell phone. My email is matthew.paul@huntrealestate.com. That's matthew.paul@huntrealestate.com. And my cell phone is 716-908-5033. You can feel free to call, text, or leave me a voicemail.
Terrific. And Andrea, I know you mentioned before, but if you could just repeat again how people could reach you.
You can text me at 716-908-1405 or call, again, 716-908-1405. Email AndreaSellsWNY@gmail.com, AndreaSellsWNY@gmail.com.
So Andrea Rossini and Matt Paul, but it's Matthew Paul. So, and it's Andrea spelled without an I on the end. So
that's correct.
I asked people to spell out their
Italian
names.
Italian would know that.
I asked people to spell it out just so so people can reach you. But I know you both have such a career that people would be able to find you if they simply just Googled your name, or if they went to Facebook or Instagram or any place and tried to find you. I know you're both out there. So after the next break, I want to talk a little bit about social media and what your presence is like and how to find real estate through social media. So we'll be back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. When it comes to the single biggest purchase of your life, it pays to shop around. If you think you've found the best rate available for your home loan, why not let us take a second look? We'll review your rates and your terms and try to see if we can do better. And just for giving us a shot, we'll give you a $50 gift card.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available throughout all the regions we serve. You'll find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of before of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today, or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. We're back in the studio with Andrea Rossini and Matt Paul. Both are licensed real estate salespersons working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office. And if you'd like to join the conversation today, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930, or you can text us at 30930, and we're here to answer all of your real estate questions. Before the break, Matt, we talked about social media. Mm-hmm. Both you and Andrea are very active on social media, both professionally and personally. So tell me a little bit about how people can reach you and find information about social media or about real estate through social media with you.
Yeah, you know, I did a thing too this week on Instagram and Facebook, just talking about being on the air today, and I wanted to thank all my supporters and followers on social media. Wanted to give a shout out to a few people that reached out to me this week: Steve Umstead, Samantha Bonanno, Corinne Sharlock, Kim Abrams, Earl Altheed, Lisa Maziarz, Lucas Kurtz, Greg Whitehurst, Gwendolyn Chaplin, and Susan Ballard. Thank you for following me. I appreciate your support. And if you'd like to follow me on Instagram, it's Matt, M-A-T-T, dot Paul, P-A-U-L, 3323. Or Facebook, it's Matthew Paul, licensed real estate salesperson.
And what I think is great about what you're doing on social media, Matt, is you're actually providing content that is helpful for people. It's not just a picture of a house that you've sold or a sold sign. It's actually information that buyers or sellers can utilize to help them in the process.
Yeah, I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. I try to bring value. I try to bring, you know, some good insight and just try to provide help for people that may have questions and not the normal what you see everybody else doing. So.
Well, that's terrific. That, again, goes back to your accommodations. You really want to make things specific and unique to your clients, to the people that follow you on social media, and I think that's really in keeping with your whole business model approach.
It's an experience, so I want it to be a good one.
Great. We actually have a caller, so I'm going to welcome John from Hamburg. I understand, John, you have a question about pricing a home?
Not pricing a home. With this overbidding on homes now, if a home is goes up for sale, if it's sold by an agent, you come in and you appraise the home, and you say, this is what we should list it for. So we'll just put a price out there, say $200,000. Now, with the market being like it is, the house is worth that X amount that it goes up for sale. If they overbid on a home, say $20,000, $30,000, they're overpaying for this home. So, in other words, it's not worth that. It's worth what it was put up on the market for. So if you turn around somewhere whether it's a year, 5 years down the road, and you resell the home, does it not, they look at this price that it was actually sold for and say they start from there. So that automatically becomes the starting point.
Yeah, I think that's been a concern over the past few years. When this first started happening, appraisers were having a tough time keeping up with the market. Now properties have gone up 30% in the past 4 years. So the market is catching up to the rest of the country. It's not a housing bubble here. So it's really worth what a buyer is going to pay for it. So when a house sells, say it does sell for $230,000, the market could be totally different in 3 years, but it's not going to go backwards. It's only going to go forward.
We do use a fairly scientific approach to helping people come up with a price for their home. And we look at prior sales, what's happening in the marketplace, the condition of the home, the location of the home, attractive features that might be nearby as well as in the home. So there's a art and science approach to it.
Correct.
We use the numbers from prior sales and tax information and things that we know about the economy from the numbers perspective, but the sense that we have for the home is really a reflection of what a buyer connects with.
Yeah, and the market dictates the price. So if you have a cash buyer that sees that house and says to them it's worth $230,000 and they buy it, it closes, that's a comparable sale that we can use to justify to a bank if somebody has a mortgage going into a deal, that you can use that comparable sale to justify the cost per square foot, and then it appraises at that price and it isn't overpaying at that point. The house is worth that.
Correct. And it would be nice for us to have a crystal ball and to be able to know exactly what's going to happen with the economy and, in our local area, nationally, internationally, but we don't have that. So buyers and sellers can only operate within the realm of information they have available to them at the time. And so we have that data. We participate in the multiple listing service, so we can research the history of homes, how many times the house has been on the market, what did it sell for. We can do calculations, cost per square foot. We can fine-tune an analysis of the house, comparing features from one house to another. But ultimately, it's if someone loves a house and they're willing to pay for it, that's what determines the price of the house.
Exactly. That was a good question, though.
Thank you so much for joining us with that question, John. I guess the question of the hour would be, why list now? We know that you're looking for homes and sellers to assist, but is there a reason why now would be a better time than 2 months from now or 6 months from now or potentially
Sure.
2 years from now?
Well, we are in the spring market right now. We are getting a lot of relocation buyers into the area. People want to get in. They want their kids settled by the start of the school year, which is typically end of August, early September. So right now we have more buyers in the market actively searching than we would in the fall and winter months.
Yeah, they want to get in before school starts. So this is a very important time.
So buyers are out there because they have a timeline that they would like to meet. But also I imagine there's some concern about interest rates.
Yeah, they're definitely on the rise.
They are. So not knowing what's going to happen over the course of the next 6 months or a year, if someone could purchase a home now and lock in an interest rate that's under 5%, when the numbers, I guess, all indications are the numbers could be reaching 5, perhaps even by year end. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that would make it a lot more attractive. Do you sit with buyers and help them to figure out what they might be able to afford, with the differences in interest rates?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we also have to
be realistic with our buyers. When I sit down with my buyers, I always have them come into my office. We have a very honest conversation about the market and the difficulties of trying to navigate through, you know, the market as a buyer. It is a seller's market right now. I always give the realities, you know, just because you're approved to 200 doesn't mean we should be looking in that price range because multiple offers are so common. We may have to go down a little bit to 170, 180, mm-hmm. because realistically they are selling $15,000 to $20,000 above ask. Mm-hmm. So these are honest conversations that are very, very, very important to have with a buyer.
And if people were to be interested in starting that conversation with you, how far in advance of purchasing a house would you say is the ideal time? You know, if I knew I wanted to be in a house for the start of school in September, when should I have started talking to you about it?
About 6 months before that.
Okay. As soon as
the sooner
you start
the better.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, as soon as you start thinking about it. I always tell my buyers to really not fall in love, but fall into like with a house because it is a difficult market. I do my very best. I know Matt does his very best. We want you to be happy. We're going to handhold you through the entire process, but it is a process right now.
And if it doesn't work out, it's not meant to be. That's what I tell people because it, you know, you do in this market. Typically, I would say a buyer, on average, loses a couple offers before they get one. You know,
right.
I mean, some people first shot get it, but you know, for the most part, most of my buyers, you know, they'll take a couple of losses, and then, you know, the perfect one comes up, and they're like so happy that the other ones didn't work out, and that's how it is. You can't force it.
Exactly.
I have a quote in my office, and it says, "Every strikeout gets me closer to my next home run."
Yep.
And it's a quote from Babe Ruth. And I feel like that sort of applies right now.
Exactly.
to the market, that people can't necessarily expect to get that first house. So getting out there, looking at houses. I know people think, well, I can go to Zillow and I can see houses and that gives me the information that I need. That's really not the approach to take, is it, Andrea?
Correct. No.
Yeah.
Really, you should be working with a licensed real estate salesperson. It is very, very difficult to try to do this on your own. Most of the time, properties that you see on Zillow and Trulia and, you know, the rest of Realtor.com, the rest of the websites are outdated. Yep. Most of them have sold before you even see it on those websites. So it is important. We put you on a property search. It's a populated email search. You get new listings, price reductions, status changes in real time. It also has a portal on it where you can press the heart button, which is the like button, to keep organized. And then, of course, an open line of communication between yourself and your real estate agent is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about this house hunt, you're getting information directly from the MLS. You said real time?
Yes. Yeah, so there's no delay, you know, as there is in with Zillow and Trulia, and they export the data, and then there's a delay after. You know, if things change, they're not as quick to change it on that site as they are, you know, initially putting it up and getting the pictures up. They're very quick, but that information is oftentimes outdated.
And I think we have said this before when we've been on air together, Matt, that Zillow can be a convenient tool, but it's not necessarily all that accurate. And even Zillow volunteers that in terms of accuracy here in the Western New York area, they give themselves a 1 out of 4 rating.
Yeah, the Zestimate is not very accurate. Please do not use the Zestimate.
Please do not use the Zestimate, please.
Anything that has kind of a name like that probably shouldn't be used as the final arbiter of the most important investment in your life and in most people's lives, and the mm-hmm. home is. And that's really what we're helping people do, is to really live the American dream. And, you know, on a weekend like this, Memorial Day weekend, where we reach out and recognize those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for us and our freedoms and responsibilities. It makes me proud to be able to say that, you know, we're part of an industry that is so beneficial to the American dream. So I want to thank both Andrea and Matt for sharing their insights today on real estate in Western New York. This is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is hunt country.